Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Howdy, what's happening? How are you today? Tiki and Tierney coming to you live for the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to help provide a seamless mortgage experience on this Wednesday as we start to transition from week one slowly into week two around the NFL. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 206, on Twitter, Tiki and Tierney, at Tiki Barber, at Brandon Tierney, 1-855-212-4227 is our number, and we strongly anticipate that you will use it because we have a lot to dissect and discuss about Antonio Brown. What's happening, T? How are you today?
Yeah, same thing. Same thing as always with the NFL. We are not talking about football. We're talking about the things that are happening off the field with football players. It's been Antonio Brown for over a week now because of all the things that have been going on, whether it was his exit from the Raiders and now his eventual signing, practicing but not committed to playing yet with the New England Patriots, and then the latest accusation against Antonio Brown, which we don't know the details of this yet. I know there's a federal lawsuit. At least we know that there's a federal lawsuit. The accuser, who I believe is named, is set to meet with the NFL next week, because we all know how these things work with the player conduct and the commissioner's exempt list. It's not necessarily based on law enforcement. It's more about what the investigation that the NFL does itself finds out. And so some parts of this is law enforcement. A lot of it is conversations with the accuser and then also with Antonio Brown. So we don't know what's going to happen with AB. But again, it's just another black eye for AB and his relationship with whatever team it's been over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, these are always tricky spots for us here because, you know, you and I take great pride in coming out and giving strong opinions and having definitive takes. But when it comes to this, the only, you know, mode of operation really is to kind of tap the brakes and go through this. And as we acquire information, as we read stuff, as you hear stuff, and, you know, we'll begin to really sort through the weeds, which could be really deep and really murky for both parties involved. The last thing you don't want to do, and we're certainly not going to do this, as much as I don't like Antonio Brown, just because he's a clown and just because he's been a complete child for the last month, or, well, really for more than a month, but at least in terms of the public radar with the Raiders, you know, committing a crime is very different than being an infantile, juvenile, poor teammate. So we get the clear and distinct separation, and there is one thing that I will certainly weigh in on, and that's whether or not the Patriots should play him this weekend, which we will get to. But first up, you knew that he was going to get peppered. Bill Belichick, midweek press conference, get ready for the Dolphins. Here's the head coach of the Pats.
On Antonio's situation, both Antonio and his representatives have made statements, and so I'm not going to be expanding on any of those. They are what they are. We've looked into the situation. We're taking it very seriously all the way through the organization. I'm sure there are questions, but I'm not going to be entering into a discussion about that today.
All right, pretty, you know, listen, nothing else that he could say, nothing else really that he should say. Drew Rosenhaus, however, his representation went out and really dug in deep. Listen to Drew.
The moment I learned about the lawsuit, Antonio and I have been unfortunately anticipating this possibility. And what I want to emphasize is that Antonio takes these allegations very seriously. He is a loving father of five children, including a daughter. I myself am a father, and I have two children, two daughters that I love very much, along with my wife. I wouldn't be doing this interview if I didn't believe Antonio. These allegations are false. He denies every one of them. I am very confident that his legal team has facts that will prove this. All we can ask for is that people keep in mind that this is a civil matter. This is not a criminal matter. This is a civil case right now, and there's a procedure. I've been an NFL agent for 30 years, and my concern is that people judge Antonio without knowing the facts.
All right. Now, Tiki said this, and this is important to reiterate, that the only reason we mentioned her name is because it is out there, obviously, in public record. Now, Brittany Taylor, she's getting married this week, which is why she's waiting a week to meet with the NFL. Fully cooperative. That's the position she's going to take here. There's the commissioner's exemplist, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about today if you followed other shows and if you've read about this. If you're the Patriots, what would you do?
I think you take the Patriots are doing it the right way. They're letting Antonio Brown practice, but being noncommittal on whether or not he'll play. Now, there is no repercussion if he should play a game and this turns out to go before the NFL and the NFL determines that Antonio Brown is culpable in some way. It's not like the Patriots are going to get penalized for playing a guy who is civilly liable for an egregious offense. Now, just so you know the difference, I don't know. I think most people know this. In a criminal case, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In a civil case, it's more likely than not. Yep. So there's a good chance that Antonio Brown, based on how this is adjudicated, whether it's a trial by judge or a trial by jury,
or he settles,
he couldn't prove that he was 51% innocent.
Yeah.
Right? Which is, it's a terrible way to have to, I'm just defending Antonio Brown for a second. It's a terrible way to have to make a decision about how to make this go away so that he can go forward with his professional career. Mm-hmm. But that's the reality.
Yeah.
Because if he takes it to trial and it goes to a civil court, there's a good chance, because it's his word versus her word, we don't know the corroborating evidence that Drew Rosenhaus is talking about. I hope it comes out publicly sooner rather than later so that we can judge him one way or another.
Well, there's no
DNA
in terms of that evidence because there's no police report filed.
That's what I mean. And so we don't know, but it's what you can convince a jury of.
Yep.
And so
it's tricky.
Antonio Brown is in a very tricky situation. I'm sure he's not letting it affect him, but it's affecting everybody else who touches him and everybody around him, including the New England Patriots, because he already had enough bad news. This just compounds it in a very significant way. If I'm the Pats, I'm doing exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're practice. You're part of this team. We signed a contract with you. We committed to you, but we can't play you yet.
Okay, so we're not going to get Brittany Taylor's testimony, for lack of a better word, to the NFL until after the Dolphins game.
Yes.
So it seems like you just said what I was about to say. He shouldn't play Sunday.
Agreed.
I'm with you. Okay. Okay. I'm totally with you on that. You know, what's really tricky about this, too, and boy, it's a tough way to go through life. Heard Michael Irvin talking about this with Joe and Evan down the hall, our buddies from WFAN, and Irvin went through this.
He did.
And he was very candid. It was a great interview. If you want to check it out, it's on WFAN.com. It was good. You know, Irvin, he keeps it real, and he had this somewhat recently. He was very much in the news, and you know, I've heard a few people, and they're so ill-informed, it's embarrassing. But, you know, any civil suit, you know, I heard people calling up and saying, well, if he settles, it's an acknowledgement of guilt. No, it's not. That is such a shallow position to take. And trust me, the last thing I want to do this week is get on the air and defend Antonio Brown. But you have to understand, you're a public figure, far more so than me, because you played for the Giants. I'm a public figure. Somebody can literally drop this on some lawyer's desk tomorrow and say, you know what, Tiki or me or you know what, or Santa's on TV every day. Hey, I met Santa in a bar a year ago, and he forced himself. I mean, I'll use my own name, not Santa. I'm sorry, Mike. And Brandon forced himself upon me. What? I mean, anybody could do that.
Yeah.
It's a frightening way to have to live, and it's a terrifying way to have to defend your good name.
Yeah, you're right.
It sucks.
And the difference is that Antonio Brown has somewhat deeper of a relationship with this individual.
It's his former trainer.
So they had obviously a very close relationship working out on a consistent basis. So there's a relationship. It's not like he can say, I don't even know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who it was, and as Drew kind of alluded to, and pointed out they knew that this was coming. So I don't know why he says that they knew that this was coming. This could just be because he decided he didn't want to work out with her anymore, or who knows. It's all speculation at this point, and it's the worst place to be from our standpoint, having to talk about this. I'd rather not talk about this.
Me too.
I'd rather talk about how he's going to fit in with the New England Patriots. Does he fit their scheme and all those other things? But it's the biggest news right now, and you'll hear most people say, Of course, Antonio Brown's caught up in something like this because he's a bad dude and he's a terrible person and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you have to address it because it's front and center. It's going to be investigated heavily and deeply because we know that the NFL does this, especially with all of the allegations over the last half a decade or so in the league. They have to do their due diligence around Antonio Brown, and you hope that it turns out okay, but we have no idea right now.
Listen, there's no correlation between the cryotherapy nonsense and the two, the twice going after the NFL for the helmet, filing the grievance there, or allegedly calling Mike Mayock a cracker. There's no correlation to his clown behavior, completely unprofessional behavior in Napa during Raiders training camp to now. I mean, one is a crime, and again, one is just petulant, very off-putting behavior. But I'm not going to let the Pats wiggle off the hook here. He cannot play. I mean, he can play.
Yeah.
He should not play
he
Sunday.
Should, because they don't need him.
But that's not the point.
I know.
That's not the point.
But I'm saying to make their decision easier, you don't need him in this game.
Yeah.
Particularly.
Don't you think they want the NFL to say, if I'm the Pats and I'm Belichick and I'm everybody with the Pats, I'm saying, please, NFL, just put them on the example list. Take this out of my hands so I can just absolve myself for the moment. Let it play itself out. Whether he settles, whether he's found guilty, whatever. And here's the other thing you have to factor. Think about the guaranteed money. This is just a small part of the equation, but I thought about this driving in. The guaranteed money he left on the table by being bounced from the Raiders.
Yes.
If he actually settles and pays her, think about that. He took about a $15 to $18 million hit going from the Raiders to the Pats.
In guaranteed money. That's right.
Now, if he has to pay her, whatever, and I would imagine if he settles, it's going to be a relatively exorbitant figure. Again, that doesn't really pertain to Sunday, but, I mean, Antonio Brown's life is just spiraling out of control.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Now there's so many things that will eventually come out about this, including some emails that he allegedly sent to her. There are tons of things that we are going to all dissect and think about as it pertains to Antonio Brown. Is he guilty of something? Probably. But can we say that he shouldn't play and that he's going to be on the commissioner's exempt list? I can't say it yet, but if I'm with you, BT, if I'm the Patriots, I don't play him because I'm worried about what I've seen in the past, and you have to take the precaution that this might be true.
Sure. Of course. I mean, listen, they're playing down in Miami this week, but it's really irrelevant. If they were home in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium, I don't know, what do they seat? 70-ish thousand, 70, whatever it might be. I mean, you know, how many women are at the game? 15, 20,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got to protect your woman fan, the women in your fan base.
That's
and
right.
It's a large number. This isn't the 80s. We'll deal with this. I mean, those days, thank God, are over. Now, I will say this. Sometimes, due to the court of public opinion and due to the power of the court of the public opinion, a lot of times, it almost forces franchises or companies, whatever, to do something that might not necessarily be fair to the person being accused.
That's right.
But that's just 2019.
That is 2019. And it's the NFL in 2019 where they have to be extraordinarily cognizant of the perception of some of their star athletes.
Would you play? Would you allow him to suit up and play? He's not charged. You know, he's not convicted. Innocent until proven guilty. We know that. Would you allow him to play? And if you're not a Pats fan, or, you know, would you want him to play on your team given these circumstances? Not the other stuff. This. 855-212-4227. 1-855-212-4227. This was nuts. I was getting ready to watch the Rodman documentary, which was phenomenal. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
It was phenomenal. I won't give much away. I bet you'll see it in the next couple days.
I will.
I was getting ready to watch that, and I see this. You know, I'm watching the Yankees. I'm getting ready to watch Rodman, hanging out with Jen. Kids are down. I'm like, what in the world is that? At like 8:35 last night? This is crazy. Pats cannot play him. They cannot play him. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Okay, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Just switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. Radio.com on Twitter, and that's where our poll question lives. We'll get these calls in a minute. What would you do if you're the Pats? To me, it's a very easy decision. Tiki obviously co-signs that. He should not play. I would be stunned if he does, but you never know. Here's the poll question. All right. According to a lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida, Pats wideout Antonio Brown's been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer. In light of this development, as the league acquires more information, Brown should sit, play. Two options. Right now, 57% of you are with us saying that he should sit until you get until this thing is fully resolved, or at least there's more indication that he's not guilty. Or again, I don't know if that's the right word, guilty. I mean, do you use the word guilt? It's always the civil suits. Always,
yeah. It's weird because there. Let's not get this twisted. Rape is a serious charge. You don't throw that out at somebody and flippantly say, "Yeah, he raped me."
Mm-hmm.
Right? If there is a rape accusation, there should be a criminal investigation, not a civil one.
I agree.
Not like I'm going to get some money from you because you raped me. Mm-hmm. That's nonsense. If you feel that you were raped, this is Antonio Brown. This is the AB situation we're talking about now. But just in general, you have to reach out to law enforcement because.
What if you're embarrassed? I mean, that does happen sometimes to victims.
I understand that, but.
But it's out there anyway now with the civil. So
agreed.
I guess
this is. I don't know. The fact that there isn't a criminal investigation, even though Samter just told me that the Miami, is it Dade?
The prosecutors,
Miami-Dade County prosecutors are going to reach out to Ms. Taylor and try to interview her.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cop involved as well?
They're going to reach out to the police to see if there was any previous investigations accusations made previously.
Because, they have to. You can't be flippant with rape, period.
No. Nothing
either,
to add
either
to that.
Side. Agreed.
I'm with you. All right, Teak, let's get the calls. It should be relatively one-sided, but you never know. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Baltimore, and Ken's got us up on 1300 AM. Kenny, what's happening, Ken? How are you today?
What's going on? How you gentlemen doing?
We're good.
What's up, Ken? Good, man.
Okay. Like, two quick points. First, well, one point is I can't stand AB, someone that acts the way he acts. But
yeah, but that's beside the point.
I'm not understanding the timing of this. It didn't come out when he was with Oakland. It didn't come out when he was with Pittsburgh. But it comes out now.
Yeah.
And it comes out and she get married instead of taking care of that before she gets married.
That's not for us to judge, Ken. That's the point. But, Ken, that's not for us to judge.
Okay, fine.
Her timeline of marriage is inconsequential to the conversation.
Yeah.
I got you. But the bottom line is what I read of the things that he did, it seemed like whatever he had done to her that she wrote, that he did it not all in the same day.
That's true. Yeah,
so
that's correct.
What are you still doing around this professional athlete? Because I'm sure I'm just a smoke. I'm sure if I did the first infraction that he did, that she said he did,
mm-hmm.
she would have me in handcuffs.
That's fair. Yeah. That's a fair point. It doesn't mean that she's lying. Thanks for the call there, Ken. But by the way, this does go back to 2017 when he was still with the Pats.
Yeah. You mean the Steelers?
Pardon me. With the Steelers, and there were three different allegations, three separate occasions, allegedly, where things occurred, each one getting a little worse. But that's a fair point. I mean, if this did happen, and I have no reason to believe that it did or did not, I'm just going to take the information and move forward as I get it, like you. But if that did happen to her, why would she subject herself to him again? And then again?
Yes. And it seems like when AB is at his lowest,
mm-hmm.
perceptually, this comes out. I think that's what I forget the caller's name, but Kenny, that's what he's alluding to.
Uh-huh.
The timing is suspicious here, which, I mean, you hate to say it, but it makes you give AB the benefit of the doubt. And that's judging, and it's wrong, but it is. We're a cynical society. And when timing is too coincidental, it doesn't make a lot of sense for us.
I think that's a very fair position. You know, I think that it's how do you not view the timeline here? Just signed with the Pats, middle of the week, start to implement the game plan. Is he going to be active? Probably, gonna, mm-hmm. Before this. Going to play against the Dolphins. Here we go, CBS, right? And you drop this on a Tuesday night before Bill Belichick's press conference on Wednesday to get set for week two. However, and you know this, this isn't necessarily her orchestrating this.
No, of course
this is
not.
A legal team manipulating the situation, as a lot of lawyers do.
True. True.
You know what I'm saying? True. So we can sit here and say, man, it's fishy that she's doing this. Is it really her? She could have gone to her legal counsel 5 weeks ago and said, hey, you know, I want to pursue this. And they said, okay, let's document that. You know what? Let's wait.
Yeah.
Let's wait to the start of the season.
Yeah.
You never know.
There's emails that are out now. You can find them almost anywhere on the internet, especially on Twitter, that were dated back to June 29th. So when you hear Drew Rosenhaus, who is Antonio Brown's agent, talking about we were expecting this. We hoped that it wouldn't happen, but we were expecting this. It's because it was an interaction that's partly documented via emails going all the way back to June.
Mm-hmm.
So
Right
before the Raiders went to camp. Exactly right. And now a month or 2 months, really 3 months later almost,
It's
coming to light.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to Wisconsin. Adam is on 107.5, and Adam is on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Adam? What do you think about this? What would you do if you're the Pats?
Well, if I'm the Pats, I sit them out. I think the closest thing that I can compare it to that we had to deal with in Wisconsin is the Quintez Cephas situation. I think Wisconsin handled it as well as you possibly could handle it. They suspended him from the team. They even expelled him from school. And then when finally the information came out and he was acquitted, and I know it's a very different circumstance where one's criminal, one's civil. I get that there's a big difference there, but I think Wisconsin handled it well. They sat him out until they had all the information they could possibly get. And then once he was finally acquitted of the crime, they welcomed him back to the team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Adam, that's the best way to do it. And that's what we're espousing the paths to do. Sit him out. And then when it's all is clear, then he can play.
No doubt. You're not assigning definitive blame guilt. You're saying, let's resolve this. And when it settles itself, come on back or you're out. Jared's in Las Vegas, 11:40 a.m. Jared, Tiki and Tierney, what's happening, buddy?
How you doing? Tiki and Tierney, love you guys, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks, we're good. Jared.
What's up?
So I just had a thought about it. I'm not an Antonio Brown fan. I'm not, I just thought if he's not allowed to play and he's found innocent, what do you think are there legal ramifications that he could bring towards, I don't know, the NFL?
Well, it's the Pats' decision, by the way. No, I don't think so, because the Pats can say he's not ready.
Yeah,
based
you're right.
on him just joining
it,
the team.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be. It's a good question, Jared. It doesn't necessarily have to be, anyone's fault per se that he doesn't play, or his fault, or the Pats' decision, whatever it may be. And I'd have to dig into the details of his contract because of the way that it's structured. There's a $1 million. Signing bonus, I believe, and then there's $9 million of guaranteed money. And so if he doesn't play a certain amount of snaps or game or whatever, then he loses a potential piece of that. That might be something that he could find relief from.
Okay, I got you on
financial
that.
Financial relief from.
Yeah.
But that's too deep. That's too complicated.
And the Pats can't worry about that at this point.
No, not at all.
Now, he's got to worry about that.
Yes.
Because he's losing money by the day, it seems.
You're right.
Let's get, let's actually get the update from Mac. We'll come back. Phones are lit. Obviously, you guys want to chime in on this. The poll question, very simple. Would you, if you're the Pats, would you allow him to play? Vote on Tiki and Tierney right now. 62% of you say, nope, he's got to sit until this is resolved. And 38%, almost 40%, still saying play. That's a little surprising, but certainly you're right to do it. 1-855-212-4227 on a much lighter note, although from a sporting point of view, it stinks. How are we losing to France? How are we lose to France?
Because Rudy Gobert.
No, because Frank Ntilikina, the future star of the Knicks, How are we losing to France?
But Gobert was the beast. I don't know. That's,
France!
But they have two good players.
Dude. France.
You asked the question. I'm trying to answer.
But how do we lose to France?
I'll tell you. Rudy Gobert was plus 26, and Frank Ntilikina was plus 22.
Oh, man. Bob Stoops will join us coming up in hour two. Former Oklahoma head coach of the Sooners. We'll talk college football. LSU has an offense this year. We'll jump around, obviously. Greg Anthony will hit that Team USA FIBA meltdown. Horrendous showing. Greg Anthony will join us in studio, by the way, in the third hour. But really, the first hour and 20 minutes of the show, all Antonio Brown, all Pats. What do you do? What should they do? We get more calls coming up after Axe Update, which is right now. Here's Rich. Okay, it is time to ask the pros here on Tiki and Tierney. Then we'll get back to the phones, which are lit. Obviously, lots to talk about. Another day, another Antonio Brown situation. Get us on Twitter. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros and make sure you stick around, listen later on, and we will answer the best one. So you make us think, and we'll get back to it, and we'll answer it. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Just to insert some new thoughts into it, obviously, the main question is, should he play? And that's what we're really reacting to. And Teek and I both definitively know, not until it's resolved, and we'll get more calls at 855-212-4227. But on a much smaller scale, it's pretty interesting because our buddy Quincy Enunwa is out for the season with a neck injury for the Jets, and we had him on the show a month or so ago, whatever it was. And
I feel bad for him.
So do I. His career is actually very much in peril, unfortunately. And he had the similar situation back in 2017, missed the whole season, got hurt in camp. So the Jets were down a receiver. They somehow magically struck a deal with the Pats. I can't believe they actually did business, both of those teams.
Yeah.
For the first time in 19 years, they made a trade with each other.
Yeah, true. But it lets you know that they were aware of this before the final whatever blow happened.
Oh, yeah. I know. But specific to the Pats, that's what I'm getting at. The Jets seemingly were out in front of this, at least for their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Do you think the Pats had any inclination at all, any knowledge at all from AB, anything inferred from Rosenhaus? Hey, listen, we feel good about this, but we have to at least let you know this is coming down the turnpike.
I don't think they told them at all.
I don't think so either.
And that's bad business.
Yeah.
If you're Drew Rosenhaus and Antonio Brown. And it's likely because...
Well, it's self-preservation.
It's true, but it's likely because, again, and as I mentioned before, this was starting to happen from Antonio Brown's standpoint. You can tell from the emails if you read them, and you can find them online or social media, et cetera, that he's like angrily lashing out at his accuser. Like, get out of here. What are you talking about? This is not the case. You and your mother are just looking for, you know, money, et cetera. I think they hoped, like prayed, this thing is not going to come public, that it would just go away. Unfortunately, it did not. And so I think that they held back from the Pats because they didn't think it would become an issue. They didn't think it would become public. But that's naive on their part because it's 2019.
Yep.
And even if they hadn't pursued a lawsuit, I'm sure in some way this would have become public. It always does.
Yeah. How does it – I know the standard clause in the contract where that pertains to the players off the field, but what about like – Is there any small print withholding or not fully sharing or obscuring or whatever?
Yeah,
however you want to phrase it.
I'd have to look. I mean, obviously, there's many ways to parse it.
I'm saying, could the Pats void this? Is there a legal NFL way, legal way to void this contract?
I don't think so because this isn't, as you mentioned, this isn't a criminal matter.
No.
Right now.
No, definitely not. Not yet.
So,
although now the police in Florida are getting involved in, if AB goes back to Florida.
Yeah.
He's going to have to talk to police.
You're right.
I mean, this is only going to get messier. Don't you just get that sense it's only going to get messier?
No, of course it is. Going to get off the plane if he travels with the team. Because they're – no, it's home.
It's in Miami. I think it's out of Miami. It's in Miami.
The game's in Miami this weekend. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Bill's in Pennsylvania. Bill's on Tiki and Tierney, 96.5 FM. Bill, what's happening, Bill?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Awesome. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Tiki, I got to tell you, I love you. I remember I watched you growing up.
I love you, Tiki. I love you.
Great player through your days, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'm not even a Giants fan.
Nice. You're a Virginia fan, that's why, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I was actually a fan of your brother, too. I loved watching Rondale as well.
Appreciate you,
at
man.
Any rate, I'm going to start off by telling you I'm a Steelers fan, have always been a Steelers fan, and I was a huge AB fan. Even when he rolled in as a rookie, I had high hopes for him, and you know, he excelled in what he did. I'm not happy with where he ended up.
Yeah.
But this whole drama with him has just been ridiculous. Do you guys feel that the NFL is becoming some sort of soap opera anymore in certain cases?
I
mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, in some ways it is, but the problem with like making that an overarching statement and view of the league is that it's really a small number of cases. I mean, given that there's 1,600-ish or so players in the National Football League. It's a tiny, tiny percentage of these guys. It's two or three, you know, max five or so a year that get into these off the field, really, you know, bad or egregious or black eye type circumstances. It's such a small piece. So we talk about it because it represents the whole, but it's really just a few guys. And in the case with Antonio Brown, it's because he's so brash and loud and he puts everything out there. I mean, hell, you watch the video after he got released and he jumps out and jumps up and he runs out on the. He's got someone documenting
his life.
Seriously, someone's documenting his life. And I don't know what that's for.
You mean the photographer wasn't just there? The timing wasn't that serendipitous?
Yes. And I'm not talking about
I can't stand this stuff.
A cell phone camera. I'm talking about a guy with a
stable. He's got the audio pack. This guy's probably in a union.
And he's got the stabilizing Jimmy thing. Yeah. So it's like he can.
They got the boom mic.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's like the Kardashians.
So AB, because he's a bad actor right now. And because he is documenting it all and putting it all out there, it just feels really loud. But it can't be an indictment on the entire NFL because there's so many guys that are just great people.
The NFL is unbelievably awesome. I mean, this is just an example of society.
Yeah.
We gravitate to the negative.
Yeah.
And we tend to prop that up and beat it to a bloody pulp, which is why a lot of networks, we didn't do it. We just said it was a clown move. But a lot of networks today have devoted segment upon segment upon segment dissecting Odell Beckham Jr.'s stupid decision to wear a $200,000 watch on Sunday and to wear it again in week two, Monday night against the Jets, which he said he's going to do. We just dismissed that and said he's still a clown and he's still a joker, and until he grows up, it's not going to change. But those are the two main stories. Antonio Brown, and this is a huge story, clearly, and I believe you had to cover him with the conviction that we did this summer based on all the different indiscretions and all the stories that popped up with the Raiders. But this Beckham stuff is ridiculous. No, we don't talk about how great of a young man Dak Prescott is. I mean, you and I do.
Yeah.
We don't talk about how great of a young man Patrick Mahomes is or Carson Wentz or Jared Goff or Russell Wilson. There are great stories, but
my
society
guy,
loves negativity.
My guy, Saquon. He's awesome.
Mr. Thigh, that's right. My guy, Darnold. Come on, Sammy. You got to start playing well, buddy. I don't like what I saw the other day. Let's get Debbie's in Houston, and Debbie's on 6:50 a.m. Debbie, how are you today?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
We are good. It's good to get another side of the sex voice here. Tell us what you think about this, Debbie.
Well, you know what? I normally wouldn't call in. When something's really important to me, I want to speak my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm a lady. But this Me Too movement has just taken over. And I think it's wrong sometimes that men always get blamed for rape or for this or for that, when sometimes, you know, there's two sides to every story.
Yeah.
And I just feel that it's awfully fishy that right now she's come out with this. He's with the Patriots. And, of course, I love the Patriots because my cousin got a ring with them in 2015. So if I sound a little jittery, it's just that.
Yeah, because
you sound great, Debbie. You're making great points. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah,
so anyway, his name was Trevor Bates. I loved him. But anyway, got a ring with him. I was like, oh, I was happy. But getting back to this, I don't think it's right for women always when they holler this and say this. And then that takes someone's livelihood away from them. She did this a few times. She went to bed with them more than once. And then he was with Pittsburgh, then he was with the Raiders, and she knew all this stuff was coming out with the helmet and with his feet and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden now she's coming up with this, and I think it's wrong.
Yeah,
and people need to speak up about this.
Well, it's interesting, Deb, because your position is unique. Let me ask you this question, though. Do you think that other female NFL fans feel similar to you, or do they feel differently than you?
Yes, a lot of us feel like that. It's not, we get tired of it being one-sided. No, it's wrong for women to always accuse men of rape when they're willing, when they're having an affair with them, whatever they're doing. She knew he was married. She knew he had kids.
Well, yeah. Debbie, the only thing that I would add, and you make a lot of good points, and I'm very happy you made the call. Thank you very much. And we'd love to hear from more women, for sure. Whether you agree with Debbie or you have a totally different point of view, 1-855-212-4227. The marriage part, you know, there's an immoral aspect and an illegal aspect. And you know, who are we to judge other people for, you know, being immoral? And yeah, he's married, and he allegedly did that. But what?
Yeah. I don't care. Just
about
to be fair, I don't think Antonio Brown is married. I think he's got.
I know he has five children.
He has five kids, but yep. I'm not sure if he's married or not.
Okay.
Sam's just checking. He's got to find out, but I don't think he's married.
Okay. You know, and Debbie's ultimate point, and it is an important one. You know, I think for far too long, you ever watch the series Mad Men?
Of course.
Great series. I mean, talk about being back in the cave. Wow. But a very highly acclaimed series, right? And for too long.
You couldn't make it today.
No. For too long, you know, men really were able, not all men, but a lot of men were able to get away with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The women's voice was muted. They were afraid to come forward with things that happened to them. And men got away with a lot of stuff. And I think so you had the pendulum far in the favor of the man, unfortunately, up until probably the last 10 years or so, roughly. Now, all of a sudden, it swings hard the other way, where there is a quick association of guilt. I don't want to say that there's an anti-man sentiment. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. But the answer's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Debbie says, even if her premise is right in large part, we don't know if it applies to this situation.
It's true.
So we can't say that about Brittany Taylor. She might be 100% truthful right here.
Right. We have no idea.
No, we don't know.
We have no idea. And even if we don't necessarily agree with the timing of this,
yeah,
we don't know.
Nope. Timing is, you know, using the time to manipulate using the time and the calendar to manipulate your civil suit is far different than making something up and lying.
Yes.
You know, let's get, you know what? Joseph in Houston says you should allow AB to play. He's got us up on Sirius XM 206. All right, Joseph, why should he play on Sunday?
Well, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, a long time listener.
Thanks,
I always respect you guys and your decisions and your opinions on different things. And I really didn't want to talk to you guys about AB today, but it just so happens that he's in the stories again.
Again.
Now, first off, I'd like to let it be known that in no way am I condoning the kind of behavior that he's being accused of at all.
Well said. Go ahead.
Brittany, this is like time is everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand in so many cases why these women are not going to the authorities. Now, I have an idea of why they're not going. And like Ken had said on an earlier call, you know, this happened a couple times. There was some stuff that was shady that had happened a couple times prior to this. Why do you keep going around that certain behavior? Well, it's money. Money's the ultimate evil, right? Now, on the other hand, I think they should let him play until he's proven guilty. Now, given his track record, he's a douchebag. He probably did something.
Yeah.
We had a drop in there. He said some unsavory things, but go ahead, T.
Yeah, look, Antonio Brown, I can't sell him as a great guy, but I do know that, you know, he's a great player, and that's ultimately what informs a lot of executives and football teams' decisions. The Patriots, that's what their stance is. And one of the reasons I think both BT and I are saying he shouldn't play is because, one, they don't need him, and two, If any of this is remotely true, the Pats brand, at least off the field, and the way that they comport themselves,
mm-hmm.
There's some notable exceptions, obviously. Aaron Hernandez jumps to people's minds, and that would be the one that would fly in the face of this. Most of their players comport themselves in a very, grown-up, focused on football only. They're not involved in all these other things. You know, Gronk was a little bit of a wild man, but Gronk never did anything that hurt anybody. And so the Pats don't need the negativity.
Nope.
If this should be true. And so they should put like a paper wall, not like a concrete wall,
mm-hmm.
not like fully push him out and separate him, but just put a little paper wall there for a little bit because they can afford to.
Yeah.
They don't need him to, in order to win.
Yeah, but even, and I know that you and I are certainly coming from the same space, but even, you know, the use of the word need, like, I'm almost uncomfortable with that because the Dolphins need everybody. And if he was on the Dolphins, I'd be saying, and you would be saying the same thing.
True.
I know that.
True.
I certainly get
but
that.
But my point is the Pats have
the perception of the
Pats. The Pats have the luxury.
Well, they have nothing to gain and everything to lose in terms of perception.
Right.
So
that's
it's
exactly
a risky.
Right.
Anything in business, you have to weigh risk. You have businesses.
Yep.
You have to weigh risk. What is the benefit? You win a game, but you get destroyed in the court of public opinion? Just get off the team bus. You're going to win anyway. 855-212-4227. More calls. AB stuff is nuts. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.